And welcome, everyone. Welcome to this very special MA Plus IGP and I guess GBG product call. That's a lot. It's like alphabet soup here. But welcome to our Thursday night product call. Welcome. We have a lot of guest speakers on for you tonight, and we had a lot of people introducing themselves, and it got pretty loud there with all the background noise. The more people you have on the call, the louder the background noise tends to be, and the more kind of echo you hear like we were hearing. So we cut that short a little bit, and we're ready to move on with the call. I just want to welcome both our existing sort of distributor base, I guess those that are sharing this information with others, as well as all our guests and first-time callers that are learning about this information from the people who are sharing it with them. We have a very special call. We'll be hearing from our formulator and manufacturer of MA Plus IGP, Monsieur Robert Gauthier. I love just using my French with his name because he is it just sounds good. As well as from Dr. Christopher Fabricius. I have no idea how to say that in French. Sorry, Dr. Fabricius. But anyway, and we have a very special guest speaker as well that actually will get to speak before both of them. And tonight's focus topic is basically on how you can know what the right daily amount or dose, quote-unquote, of MA Plus IGP would be for you. But to get the call started, as I always do, I like to make sure that those of you that are new on the call understand what we're talking about on these calls is an amazing product, just a unique, phenomenal result-producing product called MA Plus IGP, and it stands for Master Antioxidant Plus Intracellular Glutathione Precursor. And most people know what an antioxidant is, so this is the master antioxidant, because this word, the G in there, glutathione, is your body's own master antioxidant that functions in between your cells, allowing your cells to do their functions more efficiently. That's the intracellular. And precursor is the thing that this product does is sort of send a signal to your body to create more glutathione. And that's what a precursor is. So you're going to hear about that a little bit. But it's a lot of big words. It's a lot of alphabet soup, like I said earlier. But what it really means is this product helps your body heal itself. It's really as simple as that. It's as powerful as that. It may sound too good to be true, but as you're about to hear, it really works. So I'm going to start off the call by taking great pleasure in introducing you to someone that no one on this call that I know of, well, you may know her, but very few of you has ever heard from, at least not on one of these calls. I just met her recently because she shared her amazing story with our corporate customer service personnel, and they introduced her to me. She is from the great state of Oregon, just up north from where I am in California, and she's got a great story to share with you. After I heard her talk, I just was so glad that she agreed to join us tonight. And please welcome from Oregon, the phenomenally result experiencing, as the product's result producing, she's result experiencing, Ann Fuller. And Ann, are you on the call with us tonight?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay? I have you on speaker. Or should I get
I can,
on the
Nope. No, I think we can hear you fine. You sound good. It's just fine. I just love that you agreed to join us tonight. Can you please share, just as you did with me, share with everyone what MA Plus IGB combined, because I know it was a combination with the 10-in-1 super formula, has done for you recently for something that's been plaguing you for quite a while, as I understand it. Go ahead.
Well, I am so excited to share with you what's happened for me, and I wasn't expecting this. I mean, I just joined because the business plan just blows everyone else out of the water, and so I joined because of that, and so I knew I needed to be a product of the products, and so I took both of the products, and I got the loading dose, the two cans of MA Plus IGP, and then the 10-in-1, and I did the loading dose, taking two scoops for 10 days, and then the next 10 days, three scoops for the first 10 days, two scoops for the second 10 days, one scoop for the third 10 days, and now I suffer from allergies, and my throat is a little bit, you can probably hear a little roughness to my voice right now because I've been out of the MA Plus IGP and my 10-in-1 for about maybe 8 days because it had to travel to me this time over Christmas and the New Year, so it took a little bit longer, and I ran out. So it just came today. But anyway, I've had allergies so badly, like when I was a child going to school, I would have to take a great big box of Kleenex to school with me and carry it around with my books. And I used every single one of those Kleenexes, and I had to be careful how I used them because they had to last me for the whole day or I was in trouble. And I'm allergic to everything. When they put the little pin pricks on your back to see what you're allergic to, they maybe have 40 or 50. Every one of them lighted up on me, you know, from cattle to dogs and cats to all kinds of foods, broccoli, bananas, wheat, or which we know is gluten now, and just, I mean, everything. So I'm allergic to the environment, the trees and pollen and food. So I can't, if I didn't eat everything I was allergic to, I would starve. So I just have to eat, you know, all these things. But anyway, so in the meantime, I had been taking a very high-quality vitamin, Vixtremely, I thought was the best high-quality vitamin for a long time, and it never helped my allergies. So what happened when I got on the MA plus IGP and the 10-in-1? So I did the loading dose. I thought, well, this probably isn't going to do anything, but I'll do the loading dose like they say. And so, and I wasn't expecting my allergies to go away. And it's like every morning I would have to have like a ton of Kleenexes because it's like I had this cold. And I would just blow my nose. It sounded like a raging cold. And every morning for at least an hour, and sometimes it would stay with me all day, and it would just wore me out. And one time I had to take a friend to for chemo treatment, and the nurse in there saw me with my red eyes and my red nose and the way I was sniffing all the time, and she said, "You, get out." Oh, my goodness. I said, "I have allergies." But anyway, so I took the MA plus IGP and the 10-in-1, and I took them, you know, 3 scoops for the first 10 days. But by day 8, my allergies stopped cold. I mean, I'm not blowing my nose in the morning anymore. It's like I can breathe through both nostrils for the first time in my life. I mean, I just thought you had 2 nostrils because you have a spare when the other one doesn't work. I didn't know you could breathe out both sides of your nose at the same time. It's amazing. So anyway, so that really helped me. And then I wondered, was it just the MA plus IGP by itself, or was it the 10-in-1, or was it both? And so I started watching all the videos with our wonderful doctors, and one of them said that the 10-in-1 will help the MA plus IGP work better. So, of course, so that's the way I was taking it. And so then when I got to the 10 days of taking two scoops, it started to, the allergy started to like maybe come back a little. So I went back up to 3, and maybe that's why I ran out a little early, you know, because I was using a 3 almost all the time, and I'm going to go back on 3. And after a while, I will try to take it to 2 and see what my allergies do. But I think it's different for everybody, and if I need to have 3 scoops, I'll have 3 scoops because I added up everything that was in these vitamins, all the different things that it does, all the ingredients in the 10-in-1, and it would cost me $350 a month with that other company to get this many vitamins. I mean, they had the herbals and everything, but they were all individual, and it would be a fortune. So I could not be happier. I mean, I'm just so happy with this whole thing, and I'm so happy to have the chance to tell people. And I'm sure it's not just allergies. I'm sure it just takes care of a whole lot of health issues that we just kind of have taken for granted, that we just have to live with it, and we don't have to live with it.
Wow.
So off my soapbox.
Okay. No, Anne, thank you so much. You know, that brought up so many different things for me, because I had allergies too. I had all the tests. They were on my arms, not my back, but I had all those things too. And then I had all these treatments for them for a whole long time. And I realized I've been taking both these products for so long now that I didn't realize, but I used to have, it was years ago, I used to have a lot more what they call hay fever, a lot more of that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Going on that I hadn't even attributed to this. It's, thank you so, and in just
yes.
eight
and
days.
So, And so I'm allergic to cats, and I have three cats. I love cats, and I have two dogs. And so I like pets, and I want to have them, and so I do. But I don't have problems anymore with my allergies with them. Because it would
so
be something else if
that.
It wasn't them, you know.
Yeah, I always thought I was only allergic to cats when I was a kid, but I have two cats, and I always used to be allergic to cats, too. But you beat me. You got three, so that's okay. Folks, thank you so much, Ann, for sharing.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, and
what a perfect segue into tonight's topic of basically sort of determining how much is right for you, because it's different with everyone, as you're going to hear, and it's different in everyone's life, possibly from day to day or month to month, too. So I just, once again, Ann, thank you so much for sharing that.
And moving from what you
just shared, I'm going to let both our speakers, our other speakers tonight, kind of comment and tiptoe or bounce upon what you've just said. I once again have the pleasure of introducing someone that some of you have heard on these Thursday night calls, many of you that have been with us. He's the voice of the original Thursday night product calls. He is the reason why we have this product. He's a man whose name I love to say because I get to practice my French, but he's also someone whose knowledge and expertise and understanding of how you can set the environment in and throughout your body to heal itself. That knowledge that he holds is just unsurpassed. It's phenomenal what he has come to learn through a lot of different situations he went through that didn't support that. He sort of broke the mold. So, once again, please welcome back once again from Ontario, Canada, where it's got to be freezing right now. I can't even imagine it. The formulator and manufacturer of MA Plus IGP, Monsieur Robert Gauthier. And Robert, all I can say for having you join us again tonight is merci beaucoup.
You're quite welcome, Michael. Can you hear me good?
I can. You're a little crackly, but I think we can hear you. And tonight we want to talk about how people can know what the right daily amount or dosage of MA Plus IGP is for them. And I know Dr. Fabricius will be addressing this as well, but I know you've had quite a bit of experience with this. So if you could share your thoughts, we'd really appreciate it.
Sure, it would be my pleasure, Michael. First and foremost, I would like to answer your concern. Yes, this
Robert, you are breaking up just a little bit. I don't know if it's the weather or not. I don't know if you're on speaker, but you're kind of breaking up a little bit.
How's this? Any better?
Not a lot. We'll have to, folks. We're gonna, what he's saying is going to be worth hearing if it's every other word.
What is this? Is this any better?
That sounds a little better. Yes.
Okay, because I got my speaker full on, and I'll try to talk louder. So, yeah,
okay,
Michael, your first comment was, you know, is it cold up here? It's going to be 5 degrees Celsius with wind chill factor. So it is a bit.
Robert, we're losing you. Robert, we're losing you. It must be so cold. It must be freezing your lines. I'm so sorry, Robert. We're kind of losing you there. Is there any way of doing it without the speaker?
Change, please. Michael?
Okay. Yes, that's
Can you
better.
Hear me better? That's better? Okay.
Yes, much
so
better.
All right, so I'll start over again. First concern was on the weather. Well, this week, we're not seeing -25 degrees Celsius wind chill factor. So to tell you the truth, I'd rather be in California right now than where I am. But listen, I was born here, and I like this place. In any case, it's nice, but not at -45. For those of you who don't know, the Celsius and the Fahrenheit scale at -40, they're the same. So basically, you can imagine how cold it gets.
Robert, I'm going to ask. We're sort of catching every other word. It's better, but we're catching every other word.
Oh, must be the weather, because look, I'm in the same place. I always do these conferences,
yep.
I don't know what to do, Michael.
No, I think they froze your lines, but. Let me just ask you real quick, and we'll kind of catch it. What would you say as far as, if you could put it in a nutshell, as far as what people need to think about when they're deciding how much MA Plus IGP is right for them to take on a daily basis?
Okay, well, it's simple. as we mentioned before, this is a lifestyle issue product, and it is quality of life product. So at first, I would tell anyone who doesn't know the product, follow the protocol, the 3-2-1 protocol, as Anne mentioned, because it will detoxify your liver, detoxify your lungs, bring your glutathione levels high enough to fight disease. So basically, you're setting the proper environment. And then, Michael, in a nutshell, what people have to see, let your instinct talk to you. If you are in a stressful environment, your life is changing, somebody's died in your family, obviously, you got to use more of the product. If you're on the beach on vacation and you haven't got your product with you, don't worry. But you don't need as much. I think the best analogy I could make, Michael, is a marathon runner doesn't know how much water he's supposed to drink. But he starts the marathon, he's got 25 miles to run, and at one point his body's saying, you know, you're dehydrated, and he grabs a glass of water and he drinks it. On a normal daily basis, he might drink 1 or 2 liters, but during the marathon, he might drink 4 to 5 liters because his body's asking. Same for a construction worker. He doesn't know that he needs to drink water. There's no written rule that says, oh, because it's 80 degrees outside, you're supposed to drink that much water, but your body's telling you. So what I'm saying, Michael, is because this is a lifestyle product, a quality of life product, people have to listen to their bodies. As Anne said, she tried going to a lower dose, but then her allergies started coming back, so she just upped the dose again. And maybe for the rest of her life, but the results outweigh the expenses, and it's quite normal. And basically, most of the knowledge that we have on the use of this product and how much we're supposed to take came from the field, from the average person who's intelligent enough to say, well, if it did this for me inside my body, why don't I use this topically? Or if it did this for me for cancer, why don't I try doing this? And then we discovered how to use the product. And last but not least, because you want me to be short, when I go, and for people to understand, when I go to Africa, I have 25 hours of flight to go through, and everybody in this plane are carrying their own viruses, bacteria, and parasites. And obviously, it's just floating around in the plane. And then I came by my own conclusion, if I took any plus every 4 hours, I'd be protecting myself, and I wouldn't be coughing, and I wouldn't be sick. Guess what? It's for me. So basically, if you put this on a 24-hour basis, I'm taking 6 scoops. But the circumstances are making it that I am in an environment that requires for me to up the doses. That's basically what I'm saying. Listen to your body, people. Once you've done the loading dose, and it will tell you what you're supposed to do. That's my best answer in a nutshell, Michael.
Robert, thank you. We got most of that. Well, some of that anyway, and definitely I can only imagine how cold it is if your phone lines are that cold. Just folks, what Robert was saying was let your body talk to you. I'm sort of paraphrasing what he said, that a marathon runner is going to drink a whole lot more water during a marathon than he does during his daily activity. Just like if you're facing severe health challenges, you're going to want more MA plus IGP than you would when you're not. When he flies to Africa, he takes a whole lot more because of all the time he's exposed to all the recirculated air. Everyone is different. I will say that the range that I tend to hear is from 1 to 6 scoops a day. When I do 2 scoops a day. That's my personal maintenance. The maintenance dose for most healthy people that maybe have a totally relaxed, easygoing life and that aren't exercising or you know, sort of taking life by the reins, so to speak, might be 1 scoop. I do 2 scoops as my maintenance. But when people are facing health challenges, I've been telling a lot of people, and they've had results with it, even just like when everyone else has a really bad cold, giving him 2 scoops 3 times a day. That's 6 scoops, which is what Robert was mentioning when he does his long round-the-world flight kind of things. So everyone is different. But all I was doing there was paraphrasing what we sort of caught every other word with. Now I get to introduce someone that hopefully his landlines are not frozen here. But as our next speaker, this is a gentleman. He's a licensed primary care physician. He's been doing this in the state of Washington for nearly 16 years. And even though he can do all the AMA type of, you know, regular Western medical things, prescribe drugs and deliver babies and do surgery and stuff, his whole focus is on scientifically validated natural medicine. And as Robert was saying, we get our input from the people who take this product, but this gentleman also gets his input from scientific validation. He's an expert. He's been teaching this expertise to other physicians and medical students alike. And I will tell you, because of how much he knows and how long he's been doing this, I have to agree with him. As this is a quote I love to quote all the time, is that he believes most of us probably don't really fully understand what we have our hands on with this product. And if you're hearing this call tonight, trust me, the amount that this product can do is almost unfathomable. So continuing on with the subject of how to know what the daily dose or amount of MA plus IGP is best for you, it's once again an honor and privilege to introduce and welcome back to our first 2014 GBG product training call, the totally awesome Dr. Christopher Fabricius. And Dr. Fabricius, once again, thanks for joining us on the call tonight.
My pleasure, very much my pleasure. I want to start by wishing everybody a Happy New Year, and thank you for spending this time with us this evening. It's good to have you out there and knowing that more people are learning about this to spread the word and help more people. I want to thank Robert again and hope that he's staying warm. Always a pleasure to be online with him. And also thank you, Anne, for sharing your experience. There are so many things that MA plus IGP facilitates with regard to restoration in our bodies. It's always neat to hear from people like yourself exactly what your real life experiences are, because that can often prompt people into thinking of, you know, how this product could benefit other people that they know and reach out and help them too. So always a pleasure to hear good experiences like that. Thank you. And Michael, thanks. I'll begin with the basic title of what it is we're talking about, which is how do we know what dosing is really best for us with regard to MA plus IGP? And to answer that, I want to give us a little bit of background so that we can appreciate just how essential and important our body's ability to make intracellularly produced glutathione is. And I'll start there as a good segue. You can't get glutathione from your diet. It just doesn't work that way. You could swallow it by the bucket loads. You could take the individual amino acids that compose the tripeptide molecule that is glutathione by the bucket load, and there will be no appreciable increase in your intracellular production of glutathione, which is what needs to occur in order for the body to cleanse and to heal. Therefore, we need to have something that we can stimulate our bodies with and provide the body with the raw materials that it can make that intracellular glutathione, and that is the MA plus IGP. We have to remember something, that even when we are in good health, sufficient levels of this intracellularly produced antioxidant that we call glutathione are absolutely quintessentially important for our health. In all of the medical literature, glutathione is regularly referred to as the master antioxidant, and that's a well-deserved name. But I would actually add to that, I would call it the indispensable master antioxidant, because quite literally, without sufficient amounts of glutathione, you will die. That's a fact. We know that if your operating cellular pools of glutathione drop to 70% or less, disease expresses and degeneration occurs, and it is just a matter of time before breakdown occurs and ultimately cell death. So we're really talking about something that is so fundamentally important to the body. And that brings us back to the issue of need, right? And what Robert was getting to when he was talking about how this is a lifestyle product. He's dead on the money with that. Let's talk about somebody who's healthy. We need glutathione, and even if you're not healthy, but all of us need glutathione, even if we are in good health, to cleanse our cells, to promote proper intercommunication, and to carry out various physiologic functions, and also to repair our systems. Glutathione is indispensable because it is used across across the board in every single cell of our body, and in varying systems, it has specialty functions that allow it to do what it has to do. Think about it. Our prostaglandin synthesis, our protein synthesis, our enzyme activations, our cellular communication, our fatty acid synthesis, our immune system's ability to be viable, to be functional and carry out its mission. And that includes bringing and maintaining normal immune function. So if we're hyperimmune active, such as what Ann Fuller was mentioning with regard to, you know, being highly allergic to things where the immune system is overactive, or if we're underactive and predisposed to, you know, every cold or flu that blows along, we need glutathione to dial in viable, proper immune action. Cellular cleansing, DNA synthesis and repair, cellular repair in general, even thinking and managing our moods and all of that, all of these things that are really essential for healthy physiologic well-being are all dependent upon glutathione. And I've just mentioned a few of them, a few fundamentally important processes that we all need to have in our lives to be well that are dependent upon sufficient levels of glutathione. So really, which one of us in this audience has a stress-free life? If there are any of you, I'd love to meet you and see what you're doing and how you were able to achieve that. Seriously though, who? Of course, there's nobody that has a stress-free life. Whether we're talking about material toxins that we're exposed to, or energetic toxins, or impairments in our body's ability to carry out the normal day-to-day activities that we have, all of us have a different set of demands that are placed upon us. And it's individual need that always dictates what the best solution is for that person as an individual, right? But we have to remember something. When illness and injury are present, aside from the normal needs that our body has for glutathione in sufficient amounts, we have to recognize that when illness and injury are present, whether it's a recent onset thing or something that a person has had for a very, very, very long time, the levels of intracellular glutathione are invariably depleted. The more stress we've got on us, the more things we've got wrong that we have to cope with, the greater the challenges are that we face, the more rapidly we deplete our intracellular glutathione pools. And I mentioned earlier, just tonight, what happens when that occurs past a certain level. Well, this intracellular glutathione insufficiency is one of the obstacles that tends to actually perpetuate and promote the very degeneration and dysfunction associated with various illnesses and injuries and disease states that some of us struggle with, whether it's a nerve injury from a sporting event or, a burnout from, overwork, or whether we're talking about somebody who is, working in a situation like a hairdresser where they're getting exposed to all kinds of carcinogenic toxins and chemicals and hair dyes, etc., or you're working in a hospital as a physician getting exposed to all kinds of different types of germs. We all have varying needs based upon the demands that we have to live amidst in order to maintain our health throughout. So, it's very important to realize that to the degree to which you are ill or injured, your body's need for glutathione actually increases beyond the levels that are necessary for just the normal maintenance of good health. So, let's think about that. When you factor in advancing age, nutrient status, in other words, are you actually making sure that you're getting all the right nutrition that your body needs, your history of toxin exposures, lifestyle stresses, your genetics, your use of medication or drugs, whether they be over-the-counter or prescribed, any self-destructive habits like drinking or smoking or staying up too late, etc., whether there's the presence of multiple illnesses or injuries from various causes, your level of stress, what your hydration status is, are you dehydrated or adequately hydrated, whether there's sufficient sleep or not. I could keep going, right? All of us could. When you factor in all of these different variables, your need for sustained high-level intracellularly produced glutathione levels can actually be increased quite substantially. So we have to look at our own individual situation from an objective point of view and say, all right, even though we're coping and we're managing, you know, really, if I were outside, you know, in the audience looking at the film of my life going by, would other people in the audience next to me look at my life and say, wow, look at all these stresses that person has to go through? If your name in more than one, then guess what? Your need for an increased level of intracellularly produced glutathione exists. And that's something that should prompt us to think and understand what I'm going to say next. The more ill, and this is the nutshell, the more ill or severely injured we are, in short, the more fouled up any of us are for any set of reasons, the more we tend to need and the more we will benefit from taking MA plus IGP. Now, the normal loading dose schedule that's recommended, which Anne referred to, the first 10 days taking two scoops in the morning and then taking an additional scoop in the afternoon or early evening, and during the second 10 days taking a single scoop now in the morning and an additional scoop in the afternoon or early evening, and then proceeding with one scoop a day, is applicable and will help anyone with any illness or injury. I want to state that from the outset. That will genuinely produce positive, beneficial effect in anyone that sticks with it and goes. What we have to recognize is that this is not magic. Many people come on board and some of them have dramatic improvements in literally a couple days. Others, it takes a couple weeks. Others, it takes a couple months. Why? Well, we answered that. Their individual needs, their individual circumstance dictates how much they need. And if things are fouled up, it's going to take their systems longer to put in place the repairs that are necessary that ultimately sequentially stack upon one another to lead one into resolution and healing. Therefore, having said that, we have to always remember, like I said earlier, that it is the individual need that is what ideally dictates what level of intervention one ever has. So, when a person has any particular illness, a higher sustained dosage of MA plus IGP may often produce better, deeper effects more quickly. Common sense for the reasons that we just listed. So sustaining a higher regular daily consumption of MA plus IGP for people in various states of stress and degeneration, illness, injury, or whatnot, can be a significant factor in allowing them to achieve the results that they're looking for and in a more rapid period of time. I heard that Otis is on the call with us tonight. The example that he gave a couple weeks back with his hip replacement or knee replacement, I forget, I'm sorry, Otis, was remarkable. But that's a classic example, and it's something that we all need to take into account. We have to employ good common sense, therefore. That's really what it comes down to. So look, if you're 40 years of age or older, and you're like most Americans, your intracellular levels of glutathione are depleting without the support that MA plus IGP provides. So we should be taking it even if we're in relatively speaking good health. But if you're not in ideal health, and many of us aren't, well, then you know what? You have even a greater need for higher levels of intracellularly produced glutathione. And therefore, it would make sense that when we understand something that a medical professor of mine shared years ago, and I will always remember because it is such farmer's wisdom, it's just truth. And if we just think about this one phrase that I'm going to share with you, I think it'll make your determination of what your dosing is all the more easy to determine. The greater the need, the greater the benefit derived by commensurately meeting that need. It's simple. The greater the need, the greater the benefit derived by commensurately meeting that need. So let's say, for example, you've got a fire in a town that requires five firemen 2 hours to put out successfully. And you send five firemen for 2 hours, they're going to be able to handle that crisis well and put it behind them. But what if you were only send three firemen for 2 hours? Or three firemen for 3 hours? You get the idea. If you take a lower amount of firemen to that fire, it's going to take them longer to achieve the result and possibly not be able to preserve and achieve the result that would have been possible had they sent the amount that was needed on time when it was needed most. And the same is true here. Common sense, again. So for those of us with varying illness or injury, it's often highly useful, if one has the means, to employ trial periods of weeks to months, during which time you take increased numbers of scoops on a daily basis to literally empirically determine whether or not and to what degree you'll achieve benefit therefrom or not. Sometimes, like Ann shared with you, she's taking three within 8 days. She has the elimination of her symptoms. She's feeling better. She's feeling stronger. She's not going through tissue boxes. She can breathe through both nostrils. Everything is going good. And she follows protocol, drops to two scoops, and she starts to notice a return of her problems coming back. Well, good farmer's wisdom she employed there to say, well, I did better on three scoops. Let me bump it back up to that. And that's what all of us really need to do, to determine what the best amount is to meet our individual needs based upon our lifestyle circumstance in the moment. That's really the best, most common sense, valuable advice that I could give any of us. Along that line, I want to add a few other caveats to take into account. Most of our body's healing occurs at night while we sleep. Remember that. I mean, during the day when we're metabolically and physiologically active, our cells are putting out a lot more waste products, which are toxic, than our body's eliminatory pathways have the capacity to keep up with the elimination of. So what we do is we take that waste and we put it into storage so that when we sleep and we stop becoming metabolically active, that's when our tissues can begin to cleanse and flush and put those toxins into the bloodstream to cycle down to the liver and get, either pooped out or peed out as the case may be, depending upon what that toxin is. And that's the time, too, during which our body goes into its enormous cellular repair cycles. So with people that are with the start of the gun, going to be taking MA plus IGP, why do we have them take two scoops in the morning? Well, the reason is because the oxidative damage that is summated and active and most applicable and the exposures to which we get most are during the day. So when we take that two scoops in the morning, what we're actually doing is we're giving the body an immediately, viable, acute protocol to get after dealing with that oxidative damage right off the bat and squelch it, to put it to bed quickly. And then that afternoon and evening dose is actually loading our bodies with materials so that we can do repair. Well, if a person is very ill, in my practice, certainly you must understand when people write in, they ask, Dr. Fabricius, what dose should I take? Please understand that, with you not being a patient of mine, I legally cannot advise you on a specific loading dose for you. And that's appropriate because I haven't taken your individual case to know all the unique, factors and situations around which, you live your life to actually adequately answer that, to your benefit. But what I can speak of in generalities here are these concepts that I think are useful for all of us to understand. Whenever I have patients that are very ill, one of the things that I do is I certainly keep them on the two scoops in the morning. But the first thing that I tend to do is, increase the evening dose in one scoop or two or multiples or whatever. And what I do is I ask the patient to take that closer to bed, like within a half an hour of bed. Reason being is we know that within minutes of actually swallowing MA plus IGP, we have a rapid plasma loading of the raw materials that are present therein to be utilized, distributed and utilized by all of our cells to do the work that they've got to get done. And since most of that occurs at night when we go to bed, if we're dealing with an injury or we're needing to make gains and bring ourselves to a higher plateau of something that's more lesional, evening doses are often useful. If it's during the day and we're dealing with something that's functional, that is aggravated by the stresses that they're exposed to during the day, it may be that the morning doses are more applicable. But you don't need a doctor to be telling you that. It's common sense. You just look at what the person's needs are and then recognize that the greater the need, the greater the benefit derived by commensurately meeting that need. So again, the more ill or severely injured we are, in short, the more fouled up any of us is, for any reason, the more we tend to need and the more we will tend to benefit by taking MA plus IGP. The best way to know what the right amount is for you is to try different doses and see how you feel. That's what Ann did. She did the 3 scoops, 2 in the morning and 1 in the evening. And what happened? She got better. She felt good. Things started improving. She went to 2, realized, you know what? Okay, not enough. Went back to 3, feeling good. I'd be curious to know what would happen if she went to, you know, 2 in the morning, 2 at night, or other permutations, etc. It may be that you go to a higher dose and you find that you don't experience any significant change. Well, that's because some of the physiologic resolutions that our bodies go through when we're given the benefit of MA plus IGP are ones that we can't feel. You can't feel your arteries deplacking. You can't feel blood sugar balancing better, etc. So sometimes, just because you don't feel anything, it's not that it's not having a therapeutic effect. It's just that it's not producing perhaps an effect on a symptom that you can tag. But what we know is that with as safe as this is, and with all of the profoundly beneficial effects that MA plus IGP has, the more you take in general, the better. So my best recommendation would be to put good old common sense, you know, let me try it and see approach into play. And by empirically determining, hey, I do better on this dose, or I do better on that dose, let me see what happens if I do this dose. That's really the best way to go about determining that, unless you're under the care of a professional like myself who can kind of understand where your situations are and what physiologic processes need to be tweaked and for how long, be able to right out of the gate tell you exactly, okay, this is what I want you to be doing, etc. But again, for most of us, we don't need that. And even if you're under the care of a physician or a set of physicians, for a set of problems, what have you, good old common sense still prevails, and everything I said still applies. So with that, I think I'll turn the floor back over to Michael, and thank you for listening.
Well, thank you, Dr. Fabricius, and all I can say is, wow. Everyone, you heard it. I don't know about you, but I will be having some more MA plus IGP as soon as we're done here. I think I can agree with everything I just heard there. And folks, one thing to remember is, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, so anyone you're sharing this with, or if you're new on the call and you're deciding whether to order this or not, you got no risk. You got 60 days. You order a 30-day supply. Regardless of how much you order, you can take it for, you know, 30, 40, 50 days. We got a 60-day money-back guarantee, so there's really no risk. And if you have any further questions about the product, you can email them to us at gbghealth@gbgcorp.com. We'll get you your answers, and then we want to hear about your success stories too, just like we did from Ann. Send us whatever you're experiencing to testimonials@gbgcorp.com. And then as you're experiencing your results, and as Ann said, I love the fact that she actually joined us and started taking this product because of the business opportunity, and here she is on a call tonight sharing her health benefit results as her testimonial. She joined for the wealth enhancement, and she's talking to us about the health enhancement. I love it. So stay plugged in. Hear about what's happening with other people. We get the email newsletters going out each week. We have the blog site at gbglife.com, the Facebook page and YouTube channel at The GBG Life, and we're recording this call. It'll be available. You can listen to on the recordings. The recording number, which you can get from customer service. I won't go through the details of it right now. But I just want to thank you all for joining us tonight. I want to especially thank Monsieur Robert Gauthier in his very cold lines there. Robert, I won't ask you to speak again because I think we were kind of losing you there towards the end. But Dr. Christopher Fabricius, thank you again. And Anne for that incredible testimonial. Thank you all. We just really appreciate that. And folks, we have calls like this from now on. This was the first this year, but every Thursday night. So invite people that you know that you wish had heard what you heard tonight. Invite them next week. We'll be back here next week. And don't forget our business presentations. Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. On this same number you dialed in on, we have the business presentation. And also Saturdays at 10 in the morning, we do our webinar presentation at gbgwebinars.com. So again, thanks to everybody. That's it for tonight. I'm going to say goodnight. I'm going to unmute the phone so we can all say goodnight. And once again, Happy New Year. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Bridget.